Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Yeah, once again, you're welcome to the service today. Hallelujah. James chapter 2. 2:23. Remember last week we began to remind ourselves how we have an opportunity to become friends of God. Glory be to God. Friends of God. Hallelujah. It's not enough to just be a boyfriend or to be a girlfriend. Okay? You can also become a friend of God. Hallelujah. So James chapter 2, verse 23, it says, "And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." Hallelujah. Isn't that cool, eh? Okay? If God says that about you, eh? That you're his friend. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7. It says that, "Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever?" All right? Okay. Abraham, the friend of God. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. It says that, "But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friends." Glory be to God. Okay? So now this was Jesus, God, speaking himself, and telling the Israelites that you are descendants of Abraham, my friend. Glory be to God. Okay? All of you who have children, okay? And those who are going to get, okay? There should be a day when God tells your children, okay? That you are children of Juliana, my friend. You are children of Martinson, my friend. Okay? Isn't that, instead of these things of you are what you are, whatever, yes? Anyway, yeah. This is a greater CV than anything else. When God refers to you as my friend. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be enough for God to tell my children that you are children of Moses, the pastor. All right? Okay? You can be a pastor, but when you're not anywhere near a friend of God. Okay? You can actually be a pastor when you're not anywhere near a servant of God. Because that is now a lesser level. Okay? You can be a pastor, but when you're not even anywhere near a disciple of God. Okay? When you just got saved, a convert, but you didn't grow into a disciple. Okay? You didn't grow into a servant. You didn't grow into a friend. Okay? And very few people in the world, have that title. Okay? My friend. Glory be to God. If you're a preacher, like a pastor, like me, okay, or a worship leader, those thoughts should get you scared in a good way. Okay? When you sing, you preach, you do all these things, but when you're not even what? A servant. God doesn't consider you a servant yet. It is okay if you've just gotten saved 3 years, because you have to first become a disciple. Okay? So if you are at the disciple level, it's okay if you're supposed to be there. But if by this time you should have grown into a servant and you're still a disciple, okay, that's horrible. Okay? And actually, very few Christians are actually disciples of the Lord. Okay? But I praise God that all of you here today are disciples. All right? Glory be to God. Alan is acknowledging that I am lying. He's not what? For him, he knows himself. He's like, Pastor, for me, I'm not. Do you know what a disciple is? A disciple is someone who is in the process, endeavoring to become like his master or like his teacher. All right? Glory be to God. And that word disciple is from the word discipline. All right? Okay? You're disciplined, to do all you can to become like your teacher. Okay? Now, if you are pursuing, to become a disciple of the Lord, that means you should really be reading and meditating on your teacher's words, in this context, like the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Glory be to God. Okay? Because you want to become like your teacher, Jesus. Okay? So you want to take in all his teachings. Okay? And you want to obey his teachings. Glory be to God. Now you tell me how many Christians this week have even read just one what? Verse. From the words of Jesus. Just one this week. Glory be to God. But all of them in Kampala, have read a lot of junk on Facebook. Glory be to God. So now, honestly, let's leave you, Let's go to what? To preachers. Because that is where the problem starts. There's a saying that everything rises and falls on leadership. Almost all of the carnality, the nonsense Christians are involved in, they are not aspiring to become disciples, servants, friends. Most of it springs from what? The leadership. Leadership. Glory be to God. So you should go back and ask God, did this Moses guy, this week, did he even what? Do, one teaching of the Lord. Maybe he was reading Second Chronicles, but did he even think about any, words of the master? And it's because of that most preachers, they are not even drawing people to the Lord. To the master, to the teacher. Okay? They're actually drawing people to themselves. Okay? Jesus is used, okay, to draw people to them. Glory be to God. Okay? And that is why, okay, most people eventually, instead of becoming like Jesus, okay, they become like their carnal what? Their carnal preachers. Glory be to God. It's okay, you know, to become like your preacher, okay? If your preacher is becoming like Jesus, okay? That's okay. Imitate me as I imitate Christ, Paul said. But if it is stopping on hairstyles, glory be to God. Eh? On your goal is to have a house like your pastor. Eh? A car like, you know, eh? Shoes like. Okay? You know, now there's a problem. Do you understand? That means you're going to be pursuing carnal things, eh? You know, worldly things, instead of focusing on the eternal. Things which have eternal consequences. Glory be to God. Things like becoming a friend of God. Okay? Encouraging Christians to become disciples, to become servants, to become friends, to become, you know, should be of greater emphasis in the body of Christ than all these other things. Okay? Glory be to God. Those are the most important things. The most important things are not iPhones. Glory be to God. The most important things are not prosperity. Okay? But God wants to prosper people. Okay? For naked, did you come? Okay? And naked, will you go? Then all that you have accumulated will be left for some other thugs to enjoy. Glory be to God. It's a truth. I hope you know it. Okay? All right? You become so wealthy, and that's wonderful if you do it the right way. All right? Then you leave your inheritance to your sons, daughters. Then, unfortunately, they marry thugs. Yeah? So who's going to enjoy, okay, your stuff? Who's going to enjoy them? Thugs. Okay? But hopefully, you have laid up treasure in heaven. Glory be to God. So even if you go with nothing, okay, but actually there will be eternal wealth stored up for you in heaven. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. Most of us preachers, do you know what we are doing? We spend the whole week, okay, studying, okay, how to grow a church. Hallelujah. Church growth. Okay, the whole week, that's what? The guy who sent me that thing, you know, what, those things. I just looked at it, it's like, okay. Okay, now it's okay to study that. But honestly, that is not a major issue. Glory be to God. You should major in the majors and minor in the minors. And you know the things which they tell you how to grow, you know, church? Do you know what they tell you? Man. Anyway, it's just carnality. Now, you know, I'm doing an experiment. Okay? And thank God for most of you who have been in LAT for like 2 years. Eh? You know that that experiment is going to work. Okay? This experiment, okay, of only, you know, eh, focusing on God, eh, okay, worship team, the presence, you know those things, eh, okay? I read that many years ago from Rick Joyner. He says you should focus on bringing God in the place, okay, his presence, okay? And then when you do that, God will start alarming his children, okay? Okay? Telling his children to go to a certain place where his presence is. Alright? Now, in most of that nonsense of church growth, those things are not there. Hallelujah. They're not there. It is picnics, eh? You know? How do they call it? Team building. Eh? Okay? Team building. Okay, so you build a team, take guy, you know, a picnic, so people can bond, you know, eh? Man, that's the what? Hallelujah. Then, anyway, ridiculous things which are not anywhere near scripture. Okay, and those things, by the way, work for carnal people. You know, carnality always attracts carnal people. Carnality always attracts what? The carnal. Hmm? You start singing those songs of what? Of, Utelemuka what, you know, eh? Telemuka, you know, the guy is man, eh? True, you know, down, up, you know, guy is a man in that place, eh? And they will come. But I think, I love you, Lord. Why? People, they can't relate, eh? Okay? Glory be to God. So this experiment, okay, from what you guys have dreamt, not me, you guys have dreamt your things, okay? God is saying that this experiment, it's working. Hallelujah. The presence, not stupid things, eh? Okay? Hallelujah. Hmm? Are you listening to me? Okay. Pursuing major things, the major things. Hallelujah. Okay. Majoring in the major, eh? Not majoring in the minors. Minors should be minors. Majors should be kept as what? Majors. Hallelujah. Okay. Many, well, not many years ago, a few years ago, the church, the, you know, the wider body of Christ in Uganda, okay, it was the prosperity thing, which is scripture, but somehow, okay, like always, people do, they take things to the extreme, okay? So that was the in thing, prosperity. Prosperity, prosperity. Now, do you know what happened? Okay, because a preacher must be must have the ability to impart prosperity. Okay, people must be able to partake of the grace upon the man or what, woman of God. So now, what happened? Okay, because now every preacher had to be seen as what? Prosperous. And what the definition of prosperity is now, that is something else. But to them it meant many things, eh? Okay? Okay? And so, do you know what they did? Now, one of the things they did so they can look prosperous is they became thugs. They became thieves. Okay? Preachers began faking testimonies. Hmm? Faking testimonies. Because if you don't have a prosperity testimony, okay? So, man, you know, guys are going to leave you. And they will go to some other guy who stays on, his house is on the lake. You know, eh? sugar instead of faking things. And now, in order to get, you know, you can give a testimony which is fake, but there's a way in which you cannot fake your appearance. Eh? Okay? You can't fake suits, you can't fake, you understand? So, what they did now, they had to get that money from, okay, from the followers. Eh? Okay? So, you say, any giving was taken to the extreme, then Bambi guys gave, and this guy now re-looked eh? The job. Eh? Okay? Now, someone has stolen money from you, like I always say, and so he looks, what? Prosperous, eh? Okay? And now, because now he looks, you're going to give him more. You don't click that he stole it from you to look like that. Okay? Guys, preachers, became homosexuals. Why? Because there were some guys, especially I think in America, who are giving them money. You produce a video in the act, $100,000. Okay? And now, guys really what? Look prosperous. Okay? I'm telling you, when you leave Omulamwa, you remember? Paul said that the love of money is a root of all kinds of what? Evil. Okay? We're supposed to be motivated, inspired by the love of God, or the love for God, not money. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen. And so here it says, but you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friends. It's another thing for people to call you, okay, their friend. Okay? And God wants you, you know, you to have friends, you to be a friend. That's wonderful, eh? Okay? We're supposed to have great relationships, eh? Alright? Okay? But the greater thing is for God to refer to you as my friend. Hallelujah. Bruce. Okay? Bruce, my friend. Not just Bruce Lee, you know. You know that guy? Eh? Bruce Lee? Who knows Bruce Lee? Put up your hand if you know Bruce Lee, so that I can know how old you are. You know? Bruce Lee. Okay. I think I watched a movie. But in my life, I've watched, I think, less than 20 movies. I think they are less than 20. I'm telling you the truth. I grew TV to me, you know. All right? I was born, I'm not saying, because the pastor said he has watched 20, so it means watching movies is evil. No, it is not. It is just me. Glory be to God. I think they are less. Okay. Maybe I could say maybe less than 50. You know, I think most of the... Anyway. Okay, so Bruce, I think as a kid I watched something of that kind. All right? Okay? The descendants of Abraham, my friend. Glory be to God. Okay? Do you know one of the church growth techniques? Okay, it is jump starting a crowd. Alright? Just get guys excited, you know, eh? Every Sunday you just make them, yeah, you know, eh? And again, because people are carnal, they like those things. And they mistake them for the presence of God. Okay? You know, just get guys excited. Doesn't that feel like the presence of God, when you're what, you know, eh? Okay? Okay, you're taking over, yeah, you know, eh? And I'm telling you, people mistake that for what? The presence of God. But when you take a bow, you know, and say, what have you been doing? The things that we are doing, how do they matter in eternity? Do you understand? How these things, how are they drawing me closer to the Lord? Okay? But somehow, jump-starting a crowd. You know Mike Biko? Mike Biko, I sent you one time a link for some sermons of his to listen to. That is one of the warnings. Many years ago, the Lord warned him about not to jump-start crowds. And now there are guys who are what? Masters at that. Masters. Okay. Masters. Okay. At those things. Okay. Okay. Don't do those things. Okay. Let people get the real substance, the real thing. Hallelujah. One of the things, okay, that God wants you to go for is this thing, okay, called my friend. Hallelujah. You're a very young girl. How old are you? 12. Okay. The earlier you begin on this thing, the better. Okay. Some of us, some people, okay, they can't even start on this one. There's a lot of junk that has been put in them. So this one, they just say, Pastor, those are your own things. For you, you already have things, you already what, Like I remember many years ago, I think I was fourth year, when we used to go to Kasangati for public health. And so, during that time, now this is which year is it, 2000, I remember my dad was sick in hospital, in Zambia. And every evening, I had to leave Kasangati because medical students would go over there. You spend 3 months in Kasangati. That's where you stay. There was a house there, okay? So every evening, I would leave Kasangati and go to Zambia to see my dad, okay? So for now, you have school. Your dad is sick. So you're a bit, stressed, So one of these days, I told God, I want you to make me laugh. Okay? I want you to make me laugh. Okay? So anyway, I got a taxi from Kasangati. Okay? Got out City Square, I guess, to walk down to the park to get a taxi to Zambia. So while I'm walking down the park, I meet some guy. Some guy, a real villager man. You wonder who has brought him to Kampala. Okay? Each guy, even the way he talks, the way he's dressed, the way he's walking, he's like a zombie, Then the guy says, Tibetano Sebo, Ala Burundi, Radio Uganda, Edidi Dawa. I told him, ha, now I know Kwambuka, Nenga Kubanga, Walwo, Ebintu Abazungu, Bivasude. You know those stories, Now you're laughing. Who knows such stories? Okay, who doesn't know those stories? Thank God you're here, because, Mvawa, he told me, Mvamucha, some village. Bazungu's dropped something, and now he has brought them to Kampala. He wants to go to Radio Uganda to report so that they can announce on radio, so that the Bazungus can come and get their things. So he began to tell me that story. I knew guys who had been played like that. So I told him, I also decided to play along. Told him, Hakatiambu, Then the guy said, he ever said, Abazungu, Basu, Okay. So I was like, weyongere yo. The guy just, you know, okay, then the guy began. Meanwhile, he didn't look behind, eh? Like to check, you know, how the guy. Okay? Yeah, like 20 seconds later, okay, and no, at the time when we were when we were still talking, another guy joined us. Then he listened to what the guy was telling me. So the other guy who continued. Then this guy remained with me. Musajja atagamba ki? Ntubya bazungu. Tukinde utubifune. Tumweyo ye. Okay, tumuwayo. Okay? Hey. Then I just knew this was a game. You know? Meanwhile, the actual guy for him has continued. Eh? Okay? So, anyway, then I told this guy, you know, I began laughing. You know what? I laughed so hard. I told the guy, I am well. Then the guy said, umumwa soka kufuna, unemuloko ka. Nothing. Let us first get stuff, then we shall also go. And the guy also laughed. And I laughed so hard. I entered the taxi. I laughed. Okay. Then I remembered, okay, the prayer I made to the Lord to make me laugh. Glory be to God. Okay, so this is what some guys might say, but Pastor Moses, when now you think about praying about my friend, because now you have money, so your issue is not money. Now my friend, that is those things. Let us also fast what? Okay. Glory be to God. But don't you think God would give money to his friend? Okay. Why wouldn't God give money to his friend? Why would God let his friend go hungry, yet he has too much? Do you understand? Okay. In fact, there are some things God only gives to friends. Okay. There's some info God only gives to friends. Hallelujah. But you, Israel, are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friends. Hallelujah. Okay. This age group, you said you're 12? Okay. Do you know what churches are doing with them? They're just making them what? Dance. Okay. And it's okay, you know, to dance what? For the Lord. Eh? But if that is only thing, people think that in order to keep such young people in charge is to just create a dancing group. And you give it a cute name. Eh? You find some guy in the Bible who danced. Eh? Okay? David. David's dancers. You know, like a cute what? The name David is in the Bible. So, David's what? So, kids are there dancing, eh? Okay, in holidays, they go to what? There's a dancing in a practice. That's what they're going to do at church. Dancing. Only. You understand? Eh? Okay? And no one ever tells these kids that, by the way, okay, there is this thing called becoming a friend of God. Okay? And kids would want this, by the way. Okay? At a certain age, kids want to hear these things. But no one is telling them that. Glory be to God. Okay? Kids always, there's that thing where they somehow are looking for the real substance. Eh? And adults think, but not yet even about all. Bagarawagazi kuzina, what, you know, eh? Miming, okay? And those things are good, okay? They have their place, okay? But they are not the major things. Even for kids, those are not the major what? Things, okay? Hallelujah, okay? Those young kids down there in Children's Church, Okay? Parents think that all that they need are storybooks. Stories of what? Peter and Mary, you know. But why don't you, instead of Peter and Mary, why don't you buy them Joseph and what? You understand such story. In fact, there's a guy I read about who said, no. I mean, if kids are what? Okay, if it is about stories, they don't have to stories of the lion and the, okay? They can what? They can, their stories in the Bible. So this family said, no, this ain't happening. Now, I'm not saying they are entirely right. I'm not saying kids, we should only read Bible stories, okay? But there's a problem if the majority of the books they are reading are here to learn how to read, okay? They are just those things. Okay? The famous five, Okay? I'm very serious. Okay? Famous five. Do you know what's going to happen to your kids? Okay? They will aspire to be among the famous five. They will go to school and form cliques. So they become what? Famous five. Okay? Kids should be told that there's something called becoming a friend of God. So at some, at 40, they are not what? They're not yet friends. I know some guys here are what? Croaking 40. And they are not friends of God. Hallelujah. They are not even servants of God. Okay? They are not even what? Disciples. Glory be to God. I'd want people to start dreaming when God is saying, man, your pastor is my friend. Hallelujah. Okay? In the past, I've heard of those dreams where guys would dream God telling them, take that guy very seriously. Hallelujah. I think people are not taking me seriously. Just stories, what, Okay? Like especially in those days, even now. Anyway, but those dreams started when Zoe was in open house. Okay, so I would preach and then guys would be laughing, Then one day, Miriam had a dream, And in the dream, she saw me with the Lord and I had a lot of gray hair, okay? Then she asked the Lord, but Moses in real life, didn't have that gray hair. The whole head was white, okay? And then the Lord told her, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what someone dreamed, okay? The Lord told her that gray hair, is symbolic of the wisdom that the guy has. Glory be to God. And then he told her in the dream, he said, therefore, tell people to take him very seriously. All right? And the dream what? Ended. Hallelujah. Anyway, those things have been there. However, I've never heard of a dream where God is saying that guy is my friend. Okay. By the time you are in senior six, become the Lord's friend. Okay? All right? Some of us got born again at what uni, but still, there's no excuse. Been born again for 20 years. So we can't say, no, for us we got self-delayed, that's why we haven't yet become friends. No. Probably it's been a wasted 20 years. But the good thing, I know that this thing is what? It's available and it is attainable. Hallelujah. All right. Every preacher, every praise worship leader, you can offer the best to the Lord if you attain that level. However, your play will not just be what? playing, singing, cute voice. Eh? Okay? But someone will sense that man, eh? This person knows who they are singing about. You know, you know, you can speak things, Jesus, what, you know. Okay, but when, you know, everyone can sense that this guy, he's talking about a stranger. Hallelujah. All right? You guys, for me, I'm going for this. All right? I want to become a friend of God. Okay, now, one of the ways, or one thing, you know, that will help us to become friends of God is by spending time with Him. Okay? The most time you spend with somebody, okay, time together, we're talking, the more, you know, you get closer. Isn't it? Okay? You know, and remember, like we said last week, okay? You know, there's no reason why we shouldn't draw closer to the Lord. He loves us, okay? He died for us, all right? He left us with the Holy Spirit, okay? Someone exactly like Him, because He said, I'll not leave you as orphans, I'll come to you, okay? So He came back, He's with us, okay? And all that we need to do to become His friends, one of the things that we need to do is constantly relating with Him, talking to Him, okay, as we hear Him speak back to us. Okay? Exodus chapter 33, verse 7. From verse 7, it says that Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the Tabernacle of Meeting, which was outside the camp. Okay? So everyone who wanted to seek the Lord, to speak to the Lord, they'll go to that place. Okay? And Moses also used to do the same. So it says in verse 8, so it was, whenever Moses went out to the Tabernacle, that all the people rose, and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the Tabernacle. And it came to pass when Moses entered the Tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the Tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. Verse 10, all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the Tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshipped, each man in his tent door. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Okay? This is what will happen to us, okay? When every now and again, okay, we set time, okay, we pull away from the crowd, okay, just to commune with the Lord, okay? And when you do that, when you take aside time, okay, just for you and God, all right, okay, the Lord will speak to you also. All right? And the more you do that, okay, the longer you stay out there alone, okay, the closer you become, the closer you get to the Lord, and the time will come when the Lord will consider you His friend, someone who judges with Him. Okay? I remember there's a book I read, this guy, there's a preacher called Francis Frangipane. Okay, you know him? Doc Hill. Okay, Francis. So this, he's a pastor in the U.S., a great guy, okay? You know, friends with Rick Joyner, all right? So, you know, he used to spend a lot of time praying. Okay, then At a certain point, because of the needs of the ministry, the church, he cut back, okay, on that. Okay, so he was busy doing church work, you know, in the week he's doing this and that, okay? And then, one time I think there's someone, either they had a dream or I think God sent a person, okay? Okay, who didn't know how busy Frangipen was, okay? And then, so this guy came, and he told him that the Lord told me to tell you that he misses you. This guy didn't know that actually the guy used to spend this amount of time with the Lord, and now he wasn't doing so anymore. And the Lord sent someone, okay, to just tell him that I miss you. Okay? As in, we used to commune together. We used to spend time together. Okay? And now, you know, we just spend a minute. Okay? And the Lord is saying, I miss you. Glory be to God. All right? Can you imagine God saying, I miss you? That means you had established a special relationship with God. Now, in a sense, okay, all of us who don't spend time with God, he misses us. Okay? But now there are other guys who used to spend time with the Lord. Okay? And now it is not just I miss you, but it is I miss you. We were buddies. Alright? You don't even text me. Okay? All I know about you is the stupid pictures I see of you on Facebook. Okay. I miss you. Okay. It reminds me, I think I listened to Kenneth Hagin. Okay. There are some guys who have had the opportunity of being taken to heaven, before they die, and just seeing and talking to the saints who are already there, okay? And now these saints ask them things of, how is so and so? They ask, how is Sam? Okay? And then they ask, what is he doing now, as in job, okay? But now they ask for those, apparently the reason why they ask for those, kind of things, as in worldly things, how they're doing in this and that, it's because they don't know that those things, okay? What they get to know in heaven is how you are progressing in the Lord, okay? These are the things. What do you think? They have to be told. They have to ask. You understand? Why don't they know them? It's because those things are minors. You've read those stories? Have you read that? They ask. Okay? I hope they don't ask how many cars does he have now? Okay? Now, what they get to know in heaven, is how you're growing in the Lord. That's what they basically they know the spiritual aspects of us. Your mother who went to be with the Lord, okay, that's what she knows. She said, "Wow, when she has grown in the Lord and she's worshiping the Lord, and she's leading many in my presence, she does not necessarily know how many pairs of shoes you now have. Okay? Whether you bought land in Tinder. Okay? And how much you're going to sell it for to get a profit. Tabi mani. Because ultimately, those things don't really matter. What matters is the spiritual things. Hallelujah. Okay? You've read those things, get off Facebook a bit and you know, get these books, wonderful books. All right? Okay. Now, I'm not telling you Facebook is evil. Get off Facebook. I'm not telling you. I'm just saying, as you're on Facebook also, you know, pursue the more important things. Don't waste all your time on what? Glory be to God. Getting to know how much Ozil was bought. Kati bamutunze, kati bafunye, you know, obukade, what? That's okay, you know, Hallelujah. But that shouldn't be the major stuff that you're pursuing. Okay? So people were, in fact, I think they even asked how many children does he have or she have now? Okay? They even didn't know the number of kids. Okay? But they knew how that person is growing in the Lord. How they are progressing in the things of the Spirit. That's what they know. Other things they have to ask someone who are, you know, from earth, who has visited. Okay? Then they say, Bana, you know, Katina Jita Meka, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? So Moses and the Israelites, okay, had a place where they would occasionally take time off to commune with the Lord. Okay? And for Moses, you know, we see when he got there, you know, he would speak to the Lord and the Lord would also speak to him, okay, face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Glory be to God. Amen? All right? Basically, today what God is telling you, he's telling us is he misses us. Okay? But there are some of you who spend time with the Lord, okay? Okay? He's asking for more time because he loves you. He wants to commune with you. He wants more time. Okay? Okay? More time, you know, you and him together. Okay? And if you do that consistently, okay? One day, okay, you do that, he tells you, he communes with you, he tells you to do something, you do it, okay, you obey him, what you get to hear in that secret place, one day, the Lord will tell you now, you're my friend. Glory be to God. Okay, Rick Joyner, 2 years ago, I think it was, you know, the Lord told him that now you have become my friend. Okay? Up until now, you've just been a servant. A servant. Okay? Rick Joyner, you know? And then he told him, now you have become my friend. Okay? Now, how do people expect to become friends of God? Yet, doing something God would tell them to do is a struggle. Simple things. Simple things. Give Pastor Moses 1,000 shillings. Okay? Because he needs it for airtime. Data, OTT, for 5 days. I don't know what I said, my disciple or my servant, I don't know. OTT, you know. And, you know, you have 100 thousand shillings and 1,000 shilling messes you up. Join this, do for me this, like sing or what, anyway, whatever. Let's say, okay, he tells Juliana, okay, join the worship team. You rule, no, it's the Lord. In fact, someone dreamt, even me the other day I dreamt, and then I was with Prophet Alpha and he confirmed. Okay? Then all of a sudden, excuses begin. Excuses. You know, Saturday practice, it's hard because my sister's intro there's a meeting, anyway, you know, your sister's intro, you should go for that, you know, eh? I'm not trying. But anyway, excuses begin thereafter. Excuses, excuses, excuses. Sunday, I want to make, Sunday morning, it rains. Then you text. You know, you guys, it has rained. I can't make it. Rain. Rain. I know it's a heavy, what? Downpour, eh? Where you can't move out of your house. You understand? Eh? You don't have a can. So, eh? That, but a drizzle. You know, you guys, I can't come. It's cold. You know, it's raining. It's cold. No. I'm telling you, that mentality, eh? You always just be over a convert. That is not even a disciple level. It's cold. I can't come to church. It's going to be in Balelo. Can you imagine? Eh? All right? And people are there singing, I am a friend of God. All right? You know, eh? You are not. But you can sing a song. Eh? Probably you can, because what you confess, you possess. Eh? So it's okay to say, I am a friend of God. You know, eh? It's okay to sing it, you know. All right? However, sing it when you actually acknowledge that I'm not a friend, but I want it. Eh? Glory be to God. Okay, so we should sing that song. Eh? Not today, but when the Lord leads you, we sing it, all right? Okay, but when you acknowledge that I'm not a friend, but what? I'm speaking it by faith. What? Possess it. It is cold. Where is it? You know, that side of town. And this guy is ever here, everyone. You know, burns his fuel. Recently, he got a car, burns his fuel. Huh? Hallelujah. Hmm? Some guy stays just here in Bokoto. It's cold. It's cold. Hmm? Glory be to God. Okay? Psalms 84. Verse 10. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. It is part A that I'm interested in. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. Some versions add the word elsewhere. Okay? I think NIV, eh? And some version, not. A day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Hmm? Now, this psalmist had gotten so used to being in the presence of the Lord, in the house of the Lord. And he said, a day, okay, in your courts, in your house, in your presence, is better than 1,000 elsewhere. All right? Now, okay, your pastor hasn't yet reached that level of saying that. All right? I'm being honest. I can't really tell God, you know, you guys, for me, a day in the presence of God is better than 1,000. Okay? 1,000. Eh? Maybe I can say just a day with God is better than a week elsewhere. A week. Okay? A week wasting time in America. Eating stupid food. You know, and food in the States has no soup, you know. Man, every time I hear of someone who's traveling abroad, especially Europe, the States, to be honest, I feel sorry for them. But I'm like, yeah, you know, if they want to go, I'm excited for them. But when it comes to the other things, food, what, I feel sorry for them. But chicks are for them. That is actually the food they want. Okay? Chips, you know. Man, eh? Anyway, but I cannot really say a day in your courts, okay? One day is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I can't say that, eh? Okay? However, I would want to reach, you know, that point in time when I can confidently say that. Do you know what 1,000 means? 1,000 is over 2 years. Over 2 years. We say, God, just one day, you know, is better than... Then you think about all the entertainment, all the joy you'd have experienced in like 2 years. Okay? And you're like, one day is better than all of those things. When you haven't watched Arsenal, you have a, you know, Kawowo, eh? Did you guys watch the match on, was it Sunday? But the after, after the service on Sunday. Okay? Guess where your pastor was? He wasn't in the what? In the courts of the Lord. Okay? There's someone who gave me a lift, you know? Woo! Straight to, I wanted, you know, to a place where there's DSTV, Supersport. Because there was an early what? Or kickoff. Okay? Where's Moses? I hope you saw the third goal. Eh? Was it the third or the fourth? Who watched the game? Stop pretending. Third. Ah, whatever. We for sure could see by the course of the Lord. Balabampi, I repeat. Man, eh? Glory. Did you watch it? Hey, the marriage, whatever, eh? Yeah. That goal, eh? Mm-hmm. You should start to watch what? Okay? A day in your course is like what? 1,000 elsewhere. Okay? Psalms 27, verse 4. Verse 4 says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Okay? Now, there's something I've seen here. Eh? Okay? Psalms 84 says, one day is better than what? 1,000. Okay. Now this guy has taken it higher. Eh? He says that, you know, I want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Okay? Say, one thing I have desired of the Lord. And he's seeking it very seriously. Okay? What is that one thing? To dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Glory be to God. One thing. Hallelujah. Okay? Christians in Kampala, do you know what they have made the one thing? Okay? Partaking of the grace. Eh? This is what guys are doing. One thing. Okay? And when you, okay? If you are a friend of God, okay, and he reveals to you what actually guys are partaking, man, you might cry, okay? But you don't have to be a friend of God for God to tell you what's happening, okay? There's a guy, there's an apostle, okay? Sometime last year, he had a dream, okay? Now, before my dream started, okay, so apparently guys had this info of the fall of Elvis way before me. Well, not way before me, but like a month before mine started in July. In 1 week, God gave me 4 dreams telling me that, man, your friend, you know, has gone. Okay, so I thought I was a fast. Then I got to know that there's someone who had a dream, I think, a month before me. Okay, and in this dream, okay, this is to go and warn your friends who are what they are partaking. Now, in this dream, this person, this apostle, he saw Elvis was like, I think, anyway, at a certain place, and he was seated in his car, okay, the windows were all down, okay, and his shirt was like torn or something like that, okay, so he's seated. Now, then people, okay, we are coming and giving him money. All right? Giving him money. Many people, okay, giving him money. And this guy saw that everyone who was giving him money, okay, would instantly fall down dead. This is like May last year, June, May, you know. People were falling down dead instantly. And this guy saw that, man, bodies were piled all over the place. Okay? And apparently Elvis knew what was happening to these people. These things are very what? Very sad. Now you see, people are talking about what? They are thinking they are partaking, okay, of the grace of God, you know, Okay? But God is telling them that you guys, stop being stupid, You, what you're partaking of is something, what? Now, whatever that dropping down dead symbolized, okay, that's another thing, but it is that bad. Okay? Most probably it means, because remember, Elvis crossed over into spiritual death. And because of the level, the spiritual maturity he had attained, okay, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 6 says, it is impossible to renew him again unto repentance. Okay? That's why he's not turning down on anything. Because it's impossible. Do you understand? Okay? So, spiritual death. So, that dream could imply that if guys are not careful, the longer they take, shouting the God of my father, you know, partaking of the grace of God, okay, they are prone to eventually also crossing over into spiritual death. Do you understand? Because that is Elvis's agenda now. Elvis doesn't care about anybody. Okay, on the contrary, he didn't want to go alone. I tell people this and they don't believe me, I think some do, But they're like, no, I think you are his friend, you can talk to him. I tell people, you guys, what you don't understand is the man crossed over. In fact, he would want people to go and talk to him. Okay? And as you talk to him, let's meet on Thursday, meet on Thursday. Oh, let's meet again on Sunday, you understand? The closer you get to him, I'm sure you'd want it, so that in the process, he will draw you into his things. You understand? There is nothing to talk to him about. Preachers are advising each other, let's go and talk to him. They don't, maybe God hasn't yet, revealed it to them. The truth that the guy, there's nothing to talk to him about. What people should do is do their best to get their friends, their loved ones from that place. Okay, listen to me. Okay, so anyway, this is the one thing Christians in Uganda have made. Okay, but there's someone who had more sense to say that the one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Okay, which is that one thing that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. Glory be to God. Okay? The more you do this, all right, a time will come and the Lord will refer to you as his friend. Glory be to God. Amen. Luke chapter 10 from verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he, Jesus, entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. I'm sure she was not only hearing, but she was also, they were basically talking, Okay? Verse 40. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, Do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. What was that good part that Mary chose? Is sitting at the feet of the Master, you know, communing with the Lord. Okay? There was a lot of stuff to do. You know, that's why the sister was like, but, you know, Jesus, you know, the sister one, you know, I'm the only one who's working. Okay? But apparently, according to the Lord, what she was doing was irrelevant. Okay, the most important thing was what? Communing with the Lord. Okay? And the Lord was like, no, you're not taking away my friend. For if you want to do things I'm not interested in, but you think you're doing them for me, you continue. But you're not taking away my friend. Glory be to God. Amen? All right? I mean, it reminds me of this thing called activity. People think activity, being active, being busy, okay? Just because you're busy doing good things does not necessarily mean you're in the will of God. Hallelujah. All right? Okay? Now, like, Juliana, if God has told you, I want you in the worship team, all right? Worship team, LAT. Okay? Now, you can get so busy and do all the other worship teams, but God will be like, those are yours. You understand? God is like, I told you the exact, you understand? And there, in fact, I want you just one day. No, you're over the place serving activity, All right? And you're not only so busy with activity, but you're even shouting, you know. Glory be to God. And you're among those people who jumpstart what? God's crowds. Hallelujah. And God is like, those are yours. Activity. And you'll be one of those who are telling other people that for you guys, you're lazy, you're not doing anything for the Lord. You're just singing, you're just what? Praying. All right? Telling the mothers to get out of the presence of God so that they can be like you. Activity, you know. Hallelujah. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my what? Life. And Mary here in the New Testament understood that. Okay? Let's go back. Psalms 27, verse 4. You remember we already said, one thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Okay? Let's drop down to verse 8. Okay? Verse 8 says, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Okay? Okay? When you said that you miss me, okay, come into my presence. Come and we commune. Okay? I was in agreement with you. Okay? And I said, I will come. Okay? And I came. Glory be to God. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Becoming friends of God. Friends of God. The descendants of Abraham, my friend. Okay? The children of Bruce, my friend. Okay? The children of Juliana, my friend. Okay? All right? Now, this CV, man, this is a great CV. Every time I read those verses, I get messed up. You know, I pray, I always pray, man, God, help me to achieve this. When I won't just be a pastor, just a preacher, just a preacher preaching, you memorize all the verses in the head, but you're not anywhere near a friend. The amount of scriptures you know does not really matter. Well, it matters, but what I'm saying is, as far as relationship with God is concerned, it might not really matter if those scriptures, if you're not obeying those scriptures are telling you, you know the scripture, God's face I'll seek. You know it. But if you're not doing it, that scripture is useless to you. Do you understand? It's useless. Useless. Hallelujah. So God's desire is not to just get our kids, you know, just to stop at memorizing what? Scripture. Okay? But it is to get them to have a great relationship with the Lord. And that applies to the rest of us. Hallelujah. Okay? Rick Joyner tells a story of in that series where he talked about how the Lord told him that you have become my friend now, you know. He talked about some preacher who, you know, who traveled from Africa, okay, and he went to the States, to that state, okay, and he was asking people for Bob Jones. Apparently, he had a word for some guy called Bob Jones. You remember? Prophet Bob Jones, he passed away some time ago, okay? And God had told this preacher from Africa, okay, to tell Bob Jones, okay, that, you are God's friend, okay? As in, they were looking for the guy, Bob Jones, you know, that the Lord has told us that you're his friend. Some guy from Africa, man. Glory be to God. Now, when I hear those stories, I wouldn't just be there what God said. Just say that guy is the best prosperity, you know, preacher. You understand? That's okay if God has made you that. But in addition to that, you should be a friend. All right? Glory be to God. But before you become a friend, you must be a servant, a faithful servant. Okay? There are people, you know, who have their maids have now reached a level of friendship with them. Okay? But that didn't happen the first day those maids came to work with them. Okay? But it happened over time, years. The maid is so faithful. She's everything you do, she tells you. But you know, she's so responsible. And all of a sudden now, a time comes when you stop. Relating to her as a maid, okay, as a servant, when you actually now you have a what? You have a friend. Someone came as a maid, okay, or an employee, but all of a sudden, you know, this employee that came, you even gave them a contract, 400 saw a month. All of a sudden, man, these guys have become your friend. Now you discuss business things with them. Your business, you discuss them with your friend. But someone came in at the level of what? Employee. Because they were so faithful. In fact, on the side, you're giving them 400,000. But on the side, you're giving them much more than 400,000. Glory be to God. You ask them, Kati, umwana aliatia. Did a kid who did what? P7, how are you at ya? Say hi, you know, bamwa de, ebudo. Mwana funyanya, got a 4. And I gave him to an school fees, which are panga. Say what? How much? Say, on Monday, when you come to office, what? I'll give you the money, then at break time, you get your pay. You're giving them to pay fees which are more than the salary. You're paying them. Why? Because they have become buddies. Okay? You ask them now, Kati. Yeah? How, you know? Where do you stay? Say, hey, of course, you know I stay, right? In the other side. Yeah? Landlord, Jankola. Burimwezi, Ayongeza Sente. Say, what? You're renting. Then say, okay? Man, the people have gotten those things whereby their bosses, basically say kati tani kwa kuzimba, and their bosses are the ones who are paying, because these people are more than employees now; they are friends. Glory be to God. It reminds me of some guy who I with in medical school. Okay, this guy, let's say it's called Doctor Who. Okay. Doctor who? Doctor who? Doctor Sam. But it's not right English to say Doctor Sam. The doctor is supposed to be on the surname. Isn't it? You can't say Mr. Sam. I'm teaching. You don't say Miss Carol. Mr. Moses. That's wrong English. Okay. You say Mr. Msingos, you know. Okay. So Mr. Isoke. Doctor Isoke. All right, Doctor Isoke. Okay, and so this guy who studied with in med school, Doctor Isoke. So he met, you know, Doctor Richard. Okay, at a certain point they worked together. Okay, so in one of their conversations, okay, Richard was talking about renting, paying rent. Okay, then one day, Doctor Isoke called what? Richard. He said, man, Obi, we were with you together for 5 years. He put him aside. Now, I heard you are saying you're still what? Renting. What's the problem? Come now for me. I'm not even finishing my third house. As in Chichi. Okay? But it's not like the guy who was going to offer what? Hey, like one of the house or, you know, it was just like, what's the problem? For me, I'm finishing what? My third house. It's a true story. I'm not making it up. Okay. So Richard came and told us story. We laughed. And the guy was asking, Baba, he's one of the best people. Who you'll ever meet. And that's why you can see Baba. He was concerned for his friend. We studied with you. You're still talking about renting. For me, I'm finishing my third house. What's the problem? Glory be to God. Okay. The descendants of Abraham, my friend. You can also become a friend of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for what we have had. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Just speak to him concerning what you have had. Okay, if you want to become a friend of God, ask him, to give you the grace to become it, to give you the empowerment, the enablement, if you think you need more time in prayer, but your work is schedule, we cannot allow, talk to him about it, and tell him to make a way, tell him to give you more time to spend with him, to spend in his presence. Hallelujah. Okay? Speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him. Okay? Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you, precious Father. Father, we thank you for you have let us know. You have reminded us that there is a great window of opportunity for us to become your friends. You're reminding us that we can boldly come into your presence. We can boldly come into your presence and we can commune with you for as long as we want. Father, we thank you for the grace you give us to seek your face. We thank you for the grace you give us so that we may desire this thing more and more. We thank you. You bless everyone in this place. Father, you empower everyone in this place to seek your face. You give them the desire to spend time with you in prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father, may you open the minds of their understanding, their imagination, to see how beautiful it is to be in your presence. That they will always long to come to commune with you, to behold all that beauty. In the name of Jesus. This week, may this be their one desire, their aspiration, to get to know you more and more and to spend more time with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Give a big hand clap to Bruce. Yeah. Albert is not around and Bruce has done his best. Amen. So yeah, thank God for everyone. Praise everyone. Amen. Have a great week. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.